Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
As far as the budget stuff, you know, I haven't had those conversations yet. I think we'll sit down over the next 2 or 3 weeks and go through that. But yeah, I'm confident that we're going to have enough money to field a good team. I think that's the simplest thing I'll say. But as far as details, I don't know yet.
But what does good mean? That's Jed Hoyer. He spoke in the 11 o'clock hour giving his end-of-season press conference. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we are taking your calls as we react to it. 312-644-6767. According to USA Today, these were the payrolls based on opening day in Major League Baseball. This has been updated to 2 days ago, but I'm not sure how that works regarding this. This is opening day 2025. These were the payrolls in Major League Baseball. Shocking to no one, the Mets were number one. $323,099,000. The Dodgers were next at $321. It's the Yankees, Phillies, Blue Jays, Rangers, Astros seventh, Braves, Padres, then the Cubs at number 10. Interesting that the Padres and Cubs are 9 and 10. Padres 208, 909, 333. Cubs $196,288,250. Then you had the Arizona Diamondbacks, Red Sox, Angels, Giants. Interestingly enough, the Rockies are not the lowest. They're 21.
I bet I can guess who the lowest is.
Well, you know why they're number 21. Chris Bryant.
Oh, that's a big contract.
Then it's the Reds at 22. Brewers are the 23rd payroll at $115 million. Nationals, Guardians, I'm not going to give you the rest because I think you need to figure it out. Are you looking right now at a list? Are you cheating?
I just pulled up a list.
Yeah.
My guess for bottom is always going to be the guess for the bottom.
Then?
I would say it was the Athletics.
A's, because I think of the Severino deal, are not. The A's are $73,118,981. It is the Marlins, $67,412,619. So $67,400.
I thought it was going to be the White Sox.
No, the Sox are 27th at $82,279,825.
See, they spend money.
More than the Rays, A's, and Marlins, yes. But that gives you an understanding of where the Cubs are in relative payroll, especially to the Brewers, which makes it somehow even worse. Let's go to the phone line, 312-644-6767. Marvin on the South Side. You're on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Marvin?
Well, he was. Aw, poor Marvin. He waited a long time, too. That happens. What can we do? When it comes to the takeaways of it, I think I did not hear the phrase intelligent spending out of Jed Hoyer, but I did hear wisely. Do I feel like it's a synonym for intelligent spending?
Yes. Wisdom, intelligence, those are synonyms.
That's what I gathered. I feel like that was the case. Oh, we have Marvin back. Are we sure about it this time? Marvin, you with us?
I am here.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Glad to have you on.
Hey, man, glad to be on. What a crock. Listen, if Jed doesn't make it as a GM, he could always be a lawyer or a politician. He gave, listen, no concrete answers. What are we going to do? We haven't talked about. Everybody know the collective bargaining has been coming for the last 3 years. We've known it. But they haven't had a conversation. I don't know. He's just talked about a lot of fluff. We're not going to re-sign Cody Bellinger because everybody wants to come here. We're not going to, instead of saying, yes, we need to retool, we need to add pitching, we need to add some hitting. All he's talking about, oh, the fans, and we had a great year. You had a great half a year. You did not have a great year. You had a great half a year. We barely made it. We struggled through the second half of the year. Production was down. People are getting older. A lot of weaknesses were exposed. But he knew how to talk around all of that. He never gave any concrete answers. If you're not going to sign veterans, what did you do with the Cody Bellinger money? Nothing. What did you do if you could have signed Alex Bregman? He didn't say any of that. He just talked around everything, just a lot of fluff. And it's like, okay, we win 90 games. The stands are full. People are buying beers. People are buying souvenirs. What do we need to go out and try to win for? What do we need to spend extra money for? You have to, I mean, he just was a lot of fluff, just made me sick to my stomach as a lifetime diehard Cub fan that there's no concrete, no direction, no at least acknowledgement that, yes, we need to get strong in this area. Even if Horton pitches, you would have had, what, two, maybe three good starters? Even if he was, we need to pick up some more starters. We need to do some more stuff. But he's just talking around every question that was asked. He knew how to talk around, and it just made me sick to my stomach.
Well, I'm sorry, Marvin, but I appreciate the fact that you hung with us and were able to vent and call. I don't necessarily know that I am that disgusted with what I heard. I didn't hear tap dancing around it necessarily. The spending wisely is one thing, and the in totality is another. And he's right. Marvin is correct. That first half of the season looked remarkably different from the second. If the first half of the Cubs came to play, we'd probably still be talking about him in the playoffs right now.
One of the things Marvin hit on is something that is important, in that you need more swing and miss from your pitchers, whether that's starting, whether that is bullpen. And I give them credit for their rehab projects that they did with the bullpen specifically, but they do need more swing and miss, and that's even if Cade Horton, Justin Steele come back. They got to have guys who can throw zeros in the playoffs, because that's what other teams are doing.
And Shota, as we've seen, is no guarantee.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Either. Let's go to Dan in Poplar Grove. Dan, you're on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Hey, guys. I was a season ticket holder up until 2019, and I canceled because I keep on hearing the same thing. You say spending wisely or intelligent spending is basically Ricketts saying, my payroll isn't going to allow you to go out and get what you need. You're going to have to shop at the dollar store. And I got a letter from Tom Ricketts saying, we got the resources. We have the money. We have all this. You get a season ticket holder letter at the end of each year. And you know what they did? They waited for the cheapest player available. Danzig Swanson was the cheapest shortstop. I forget who else. But they're not wisely shopping. What they're doing is looking for the cheapest possible player. And I'm not saying if you spend a ton of money, you're going to win. But if you look at last year's scenario in the playoffs, the top four payrolls made the NLCS and ALCS. I'm tired of seeing this team, which is in the top three games to go to, is being most expensive, pinching pennies when all they want to do is market the field. And then the team, well, you know, we're trying. I'm fed up. I'm fed up of hearing Jed and his excuses.
Dan, thanks for your call. And yeah, that free agent class, as we've talked about many times, the shortstops available were Carlos Correa, Dansby Swanson, Trey Turner, and Xander Bogaerts that year.
And the Cubs paid the fourth highest, I believe, monetary value in their contract. So I get all the frustrations. People just want to know that things are going to get better, while it sounds like they're going to stay the same from an offensive standpoint.
They'd stay the same would be retaining Kyle Tucker. That wild card, like that would be huge.
I guess then if you don't retain Kyle Tucker, how are you replacing Kyle Tucker's production?
Yeah, that's, I mean, stay the same would be monumental because that would mean they've made the biggest free agent signing ever for them.
Totality.
That's what that would be.
In totality.
In the totality of their franchise. We are going to do this again at 1:25. So if we missed you this time around, hang with us. I need to get into the Shota Imanaga contract discussion too because Jed touched on it. In the meantime, Danny Parkins is joining us next. And we got to ask Danny what he thinks about the Troy Aikman commentary that seems to be ruffling some fans' feathers. So we'll do that with Danny and more next on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.